WDHSQ N8 Arrow. Yeah, sorry, Joanne was just checking in with me, and we're planning the day, so to speak. Yeah, anyway, he had a Heath, I think it was a parasol, back in the day. Ed Heath, who started Heath Kit, was an airplane designer. And I probably bet late 20s, early 30s, he designed the Heath parasol, which was just a small single seat airplane. I think he was going to make it as a kit form or something. Anyway, I never saw it, but I guess he had it hanging up, what was left of it anyway, outside his building there. And interesting, I don't know if you knew Cart Washburn. He took over Ed's call several years ago. I guess Cart was a good friend of Ed's, and then Cart passed away here a few years ago. Geez, we're dying off there, Tim. Over.
Yeah, very good, Dave. N-A-E-R-L, W-D-H-A-S-Q. Okay, yeah, I listen quite a bit when I'm in Saginaw here. I usually have this on scan, but when I'm driving just a couple of minutes, I don't really call much. But yes, that I remember seeing, I think Cart's original call was like a W-A call. And I know WHCAM was reissued to him. And I don't know who's got it now. I haven't checked in a while. But, all the old-timers that were around, there's a wealth of information. And it kind of makes you realize that, you know, as you're getting older, so is the other population here. So I don't know. We're up north at the lake most of the summer and watching our granddaughter now. And I enjoy the retirement, but now the winter season's coming, so I'll probably be around more. And I'm glad you're doing good. And say hi to Joanne there. Haven't seen you in quite a spell, but I know Ed loved the Heath Kit radios there, and he had like a little operating bench on his workstation there that you could check tubes and this and that. Yeah, that was an experience of a lifetime to see all the cards hanging up on the wall, Dave. Over.
Yeah, they don't make hams like they used to. Well, maybe they do, but it's a whole different ball game now when it was back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when the club was just getting rolling there. There's a couple old-timers still around. Joe, KCQF, chat with him. He's doing, on occasion, he's still doing well. And of course, Ed, KDOT is still around. He used to come out to the airport on Saturday mornings and have coffee with us, but I have not seen him for some time. And then I don't know if you remember Mark, who went to... He and I graduated from Ed's school, ham radio school, back in 82. His old call was KA8PAK, and then he changed it to NK8Q. Remember Mark Schreiner? I get together with him every once in a while. So I guess there's a few of us left, but you know, unfortunately, we're losing them. Years go by. WDJSQ N8 Arrow.
Hey, Deal. Good morning, Eddie. How are you today? Over.
Fair to Midland. About halfway to Midland. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I haven't heard you in quite a spell. And good to hear a few of the old-timers on there. I'm just out in Saginaw Township, and had to drop my chainsaw off to get repaired. And that's what I'm up to. And how are you, Denny? KDO in the group, WDHASQ.
WDHASQ in the group, KDO. I'm doing just fine. And we're kind of doing the same thing. No chainsaw involved. I don't have my goalie mask with me. We're running errands here. Here at Myers, got to run in towards Gratiot Center for another errand, and that's the way the morning's going. And Dave, what's happening in your world?
Hey Dennis, well good to hear you. You were next coming up on my list of notable old timers. Although you, every time I hear you on the radio, you sound like you're 25. You're holding up very well. Well, evidently I'm taking an early lunch break here at the home office, which is well worth it because I get a chance to chat with you guys. So that's what I'm doing, Dennis. Back to you, and then back over to Tim.
Okay, very good. Wait, what? You're not 25? Hold on, let me check a mirror here. What's going on? Son of a gun. Anyway, yeah.
KDAC.
Well, Tim's running into Myers, so there isn't anything I want in there at the moment, so I elected to just sit here on my duff and surf the 2-meter repeaters. We're going to run up to Sault Ste. Marie tomorrow, so I am throwing the 2-meter into the truck here just in honor of the trip. Probably won't hear anything much of the way up there. The repeaters up there are getting far apart. That's about it. So back to Tim.
Yeah, okay, Dennis. Yeah, I listen on 5-2 all the way up to the lake and back. We're up north between West Branch and Tawas, and I'll listen on 5-2 and I'll give a few calls. But when there's good repeaters in the area, everybody's monitoring the repeaters and not simplex frequencies. So that's why I was glad Dave answered me. I haven't had a contact on this thing in quite a while. Make sure it's still working. I'm on low power here, but should be hitting the repeater good. And yeah, I was just talking to Dave there and bringing up some of the old timers like Ed Trombley, and a lot of history, and Bruce and Betty Winchell. Love talking with him and in the old days of the teletype. How about that, Dennis? And Dave, if you got to run for lunch, go right ahead. NAERL, WDHASQ.
I was just saying that I will be working through my normal lunch period, which is well worth it because I get a chance to chat with you two guys. Well, I'm looking at the voter on the 2-4, and you guys are doing a great job getting into it. It's kind of interesting to see how well people make it into the repeater from various places throughout the county and out of the county, actually. But Tim, Dennis and I, for years and years, were next door neighbors out to the airport, and we always enjoyed chatting with each other. Sunday morning was Dennis's time to be at the airport for coffee, and he still pops in there every once in a while. And I can't think of anything else important that I'm doing other than working on the documentaries for Delta College. Tim, I did want to mention that the Ogama Club is having a swap shop. I don't know if you're going to be back up north on Saturday, but it's this coming Saturday. And it's going to be at what is it, something, I can't remember where it's at. I don't have it in front of me right now. But it's up in the West Branch area there. It starts at 9, runs till 1. And I think it's at a place that has some type of a building in there, Tim. So in case you're up there, you might want to stop by. And might never know, might be a bargain. KDO with WDAJSQ. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, very good. Delta College, my goodness. Let me think. My student number there, I think, don't hold me this, was it either 1004 or 1007, something like that. And I was a fairly early on after they opened the doors on the place. So, and I have no idea where the certificate from that went to over more than 50 years. So, just gone. All right. Well, I'm working on getting antennas ready for winter, and we're going to be home this winter. I'm going to make a change. We're not going to spend the winter in Florida. So, and I'm changing out some bad siding on the cold storage barn. I got one sheet done. I got another sheet there. I got to make the cut, take the old siding out, and put this in. Once I make the cut and get all the nails out of the way, putting it in is about a two-minute job, except it's easier with two people to hold that 4x8 sheet up into place to get the first screw in. So that's what I'm up to. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, okay, Dennis, very good. I guess I should get on here more often and check in more, but yeah, I remember so many of the people moved away and passed away and all that, so it's nice to still check in. And okay, Dave, on the swap meet up in, near West Branch, I'll listen on the repeater there, 9-4, and I got that one programmed in here so I can communicate on that one. I mostly listen on 5-2, but I'm sitting here at Walmart parking lot in Saginaw Township near Bay Road there, and this is on low power, so I guess it's good enough to hit the repeater, so I'm glad of that. And anyway, I guess I'll say 73 this go round, and nice chatting with you, and hope to be on here again soon. NAERL, WDHASQ.
Yeah, Max. Yeah, okay, Tim, yeah, I guess my lunch break's about done, so I really do need to get back to work here, but it's been great to have a nice chat here with you two guys, and also I guess what started is I called caught Brad on his shout out, I guess. Brad is KEHAMX. I think I've talked to him a couple times on our Mid-Michigan net on Sunday nights. I believe he's over in Burt, I think. Anyway, Denny, I had to chuckle when you talked about your Delta serial number. Mine's not that low. I got mine in 63, and that's a five-digit number. Starts with 23 something or other. And a few years back, it's been quite a while now, I went to Delta to take one class, and they said, well, you have a student number. And I said, yeah, and I remembered it. It was only five digits. So it was a young girl I was talking to, and I gave it to her. She said, oh, no, that's not a student number. Well, I said, well, yeah, it was the one that I had years ago. She said, oh, no, our numbers are much longer than that. And she said, well, let me check with somebody. And so she came back and said, yeah, I just added two zeros to it, and it showed up. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So, Dennis, it's up to you to tie the ribbons on. Tim, good talking to you. Hopefully chat with you later on the down the road. KDO is to take it for the final. This is N80RL.
AMX.
And, yeah, take care of you guys. We'll try to bump into you later here. Everybody have a good day. 73 is from KDO.
KDO. KEHAMX.
Go ahead, Brett.
KMX. Good morning, KDO.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I haven't been jumping in. I've been listening. I've heard lots of things mentioned I'll get to in a minute. But, Doc, if you need help with that sighting, I'm going to throw a name at you. Get hold of him, and if you tell me you can't, I'll have him get hold of you. Get hold of Todd. He needs to make a little bit of money, and I'm sure he'd be happy to give you a hand if you need it.
What's the call?
Don't remember his call. You've known him his whole life.
Okay. I won't need it for this, but we got a bigger project later in the fall here when the fall gets really rolling. I'll keep that in mind. Thanks for the comment.
Anytime, man. I know you know who he is. He does tile work. He does flooring.
I'm drawing a blank here at the moment. I'm sorry.
He may not like it, but I'm going to throw the full name out there. Todd Shakora. Doug. Todd Shakora.
KADAC. With Peter Saginaw.
Shakora. Chicora. You need a phonetic?
Okay, yeah, I'm vaguely familiar now. All right, very good. All right, I got to go. My passengers are on board. Thanks, 73's KDL.
I heard somebody mention spending a lot of time at Don Donuts. Was kind of wondering which one, but I think he cleared out. And, y'all, we're talking about the good old days and the old hams. Somebody mentioned Bruce and Betty Winchell. Those were my step-grandparents.
Yeah, those of us this age know who that is. Most of the young ones at the club will just look at you blankly. But take care. Like I say, I got to go. Okay, deal.
KEHAMX.